People who don't hate don't originate. They don't write. They don't think, at least not outside the box. They don't create. Intellectual innovation is a surrogate for aggression. People who are emotionally comfortable don't bother to innovate. There is no need for them to do so. People write, for example, when there is something they have to say, and there is something they have to say when they have been silenced by some injustice, which injustice they can either correct, which is usually impossible, or at least write about, which usually is possible. Hate is uncomfortable. It is uncomfortable to have been wronged and not to be able to do anything about it. But there is one thing you can do about it, without, in actuality, being able to do anything about it. And that thing is to understand the forces behind the injustice responsible for your hate, and to then articulate those forces. A writer is like a painter. A writer paints with words. But whereas the things that a painter paints are necessarily concrete and visible, the things that a writer writes are invisible and abstract, but utterly, hatred-creatingly real. Most people who experience injustice, which is most people, deal with it by secreting bile into the world. They rationalize to themselves by lying to themselves so as to reconcile their conscious minds to the world, but their hatred lives on. And since they deny it to themselves, it lives on in the unconscious and the half-conscious regions of their minds, corrupting their actions and rotting out their integrity. A few people, but only a few, can actually change the realities responsible for the injustices that cause them to hate. These people don't lie to themselves, and they are to be envied and admired, but there is little real chance, in most cases, of joining their ranks. A slightly larger group of people is in an intermediate category. Members of this third category cannot change the world in any literal sense, so they are different from members of the second category, but they also don't lie to themselves, so they are different from members of the first category. Members of this third category understand the world, so they are, after a fashion, potent. Their potency lies in their intellectual acumen. And there you have it. Intellectual potency, acuity, in other words, is the power of the powerless. So lest you be unhappy with your powerlessness to obliterate the forces that wronged you, do realize that your intellect and creativity extend only as far as your lack of might.